The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, it's Sammy.
And Sammy, and welcome to Transform, your safe space to form the best version of you.
There are going to be a lot of laughs and oh boy, a lot of tears.
But we are so grateful to be alongside you in your journey to transform.
Ooh, here we go.
Let's do it.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Transform. Today, we are going to talk all about how to create your dream morning routine. And I want to come to a place from such realness that I personally am not a morning person. I truly think back to even my five-year-old self. I have never been a morning person. I remember crying, having to wake up for school in the morning. So for me, it's taken a lot of effort to love my mornings. And gosh, now that I have my morning routine, I do not know what life was like before. But we really believe that it is so important to start your day with your morning routine because it does set the tone for the rest of your day.
Yes. And I want to say too that I have been a morning girly for a very long time, I would say. But the thing with me is my morning routine has evolved 20 different times. And so I'm really excited for the girly coming in who's like, I don't have a morning routine at all. And I'm really excited for the girly who's like, I have had the same morning routine and I just need to shake things up. Is that wrong? Like, morning routines evolve and change. And having morning routine now, like officially, I would say for almost 7 to 8 years, this is going to be a really awesome episode for everyone.
We're so excited. So in today's episode, we are going to give you as much inspiration as possible to take what you need for your life. We are all different here. All of our mornings should look different. But to start us off, we're really going to dive into why we actually love a morning routine. So before we give you all the inspiration, let's really tap into why we love a morning routine. Number one is your morning routine prepares you for the rest of your day. I feel like we've all heard this saying, waking up on the right side of the bed. But to me, that's actually a conscious decision that you're making. The way you start your day, as we said, truly does set the tone for your whole day. Your morning routine allows you to wake up and accomplish things and feel positively productive right off the bat. If I could do that every day through my morning routine, I would, and that's why I do. I think you could either choose to start your day feeling stressed or lazy, or you can start your day feeling productive and feeling centered and grounded and truly your best self. If you can commit to having a morning routine, you're truly going to start your day with the best mindset possible.
Gosh, I could not agree more. Number two is something that we talk about so much on this podcast, and it is your morning routine is your time to prioritize you. I think the way that I have gotten to who I am today and even all the discoveries and learnings is by setting time aside for myself. And the number one way I started to do that was my morning routine. So it is such a massive tool if you are looking to get closer to yourself, figure out your intuition, connect to you and then your people, figure out your passions. Like, this is that time for you to be really mindful with you. And then number two, and this comes with time, is the point of a morning routine is not to check off a trillion boxes. It's not another to-do list. It really is intentional time. So as you start to either plan your morning routine or you're changing it, really allowing the flow and play of what actually is giving you energy, giving you connection, rather than it being another checkbox that we all don't need on the list. And lastly, while we're even sharing our morning routines, like Sammy said, this is a beautiful introduction of what has worked for us. And we've played so many times with our morning routines. Use it as inspiration and maybe curiosity, but really there's no blueprint for the perfect morning routine. Even these like millionaire billionaires saying this is the best morning routine. I think it really is so dependent on your environment, what works for you, and what actually gives you that soul and love.
Yes. Number three of why we love a morning routine. Your morning routine allows you to be in control of your own life. This is such a beautiful reminder that I actually needed today of all days, but you should control your day. Your day should not control you. I'm sure we've all had those days where we can agree to that feeling where we feel like our day is just rocking us. We're not able to show up for ourselves and have control over that day, which your morning routine actually allows. Your morning routine is just such a simple way to learn that self-discipline, to wake up and do what you said you were going to do. And I love this practice of making these small promises to ourselves and keeping them. And keeping those small promises is actually what we believe the foundation of stepping into your personal power. When you say you're going to do something, do it and take control of your own life.
And number four to why we love a morning routine is because the morning routine leads to your dream life. And I say that with true seriousness. I think when you step into your discipline, your morning routine, choosing yourself, things start to happen and you start to see your life really flourish. Okay, so those are our fun little why we are so obsessed with a morning routine. And now I think it's time we brainstorm some ideas for your dream morning routine, or again, if you're changing yours up, here are five simple ways you can get to figuring out your dream morning routine.
Yay. Yes, we tried to scale this back as much as possible so that anyone and everyone listening can truly relate and pick and choose what feels so right for them. So the first simple way to figure out your dream morning routine, number one, when you commit to what time you want to wake up, whether it is 5 a.m., 9 a.m., or noon, so be it, that is when you are going to get up. Simply, whatever time you say you are going to wake up, that is when you are going to wake up. Do not try to do anything in life. I think there's so much power in the language around I'm going to try versus committing and saying you're actually going to do something and then actually doing it. So if you're guilty of being a snoozer like myself, I feel like I definitely can hit snooze more often. I want you to repeat to yourself first thing when you feel yourself wanting to hit snooze and get, you know, whether we think it's 5 minutes or another hour of rest, ask yourself, do I want to break this promise to myself as the very first thing I do today? Because if you do, you're already starting your day on the wrong side of the bed. So keep the promises that you make to yourself as simple as what time you are choosing and committing to waking up in the morning.
I love this. I just want to say a side note. I think Sammy pointed out a really great point is a morning routine doesn't mean you need to wake up at 5:30. A successful morning routine is what works with your schedule. So if your sleep is so yummy for you and you're kind of a night owl and your morning routine starts at 9 or 10 a.m., we're not saying there's a specific time to success here. It's just when you do say that time, you stick to that time.
Okay, so something I am really working on is my sleep. Not only do I struggle with falling asleep, but I actually struggle with staying asleep too. So I take my sleep recommendations very, very seriously. And something that has been an absolute game changer in me not only falling asleep, but also staying asleep is Ned's Mellow Magnesium. I love all of their flavors, but I've recently been using the Naked flavor and just putting it into my lemon water. And it has been the most amazing little nightly ritual that I know is going to help me get the best night's sleep. I learned that 75% of American adults are actually deficient in magnesium, which definitely puts me in that bucket. So that means 3 out of 4 of you listening are actually deficient. I've tried a million magnesiums, but Ned's Mellow Magnesium has definitely been my favorite. I know I mentioned the flavors. I'm really loving the Naked, but there's also the lemon, which is my second favorite, lavender berry, which is really cool if you like the lavender side of things, as well as pomegranate. Something I really appreciate about Ned as well is they actually share all of their third-party lab reports. So if you go on their website, everything is right there for your viewing. And I know I'm giving you my amazing review, but it's also so nice to see that they have over 5,000 five-star reviews for their products. Truly, their Mellow Magnesium is my favorite. And with that said, become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned products using code TRANSFORM. Go to helloned.com/transform or enter code TRANSFORM at checkout. That's HELLONED.com/transform to get 15% off.
Hello, my loves. I have a little self-care secret I am so excited to share with all of you. It is all about how I have turned my bathroom into this like spa sanctuary yumminess. And the secret weapon here is the Cozy Earth Bath Collection. When I tell you these towels that I got are truly the pinnacle of luxury, they're that kind of soft that you truly get out of the shower or your bath and you just want to live in. The first time I used one of the towels, it literally was a game changer of how cozy it was. The fabric's so plush and it gets softer every time I use it. And the best part is they're actually crafted with care from eco-friendly sources. So when we get to pamper ourselves, we also are helping the earth. I love incorporating these towels into my routine, morning or night. They truly have been this like wellness boost experience. And I absolutely love taking a bath at night for my wellness routine. So wrapping myself up in these plush towels is truly everything. I scored us an amazing deal over here on Transform. Go to cozyearth.com and use the promo code TRANSFORM for 35% off. So you can upgrade your bath time, your shower routine. Trust me, these plush towels are truly a wrap of heavenly goodness. That's code TRANSFORM for 35% off at cozyearth.com.
Transform your bathroom into a sanctuary of comfort with Cozy Earth.
Okay, so number 2 is a big one. And this is going to be start to pick what type of mindfulness areas you want to practice. And the reason why mindfulness is such an important thing in your morning routine is because right when we wake up is when our subconscious mind is actually the most impressionable. So this is the time where we want to really start to give our mind the yumminess, the positive thoughts, the things that we actually want it to focus on. And it is so okay if naturally it goes another direction. It's us creating new patterns, new brain waves, and knowing right when we wake up, it is our time to actually choose ourselves, keep those promises, and start to navigate those more positive direction thoughts. So here are some options of how you can start encountering mindfulness. Again, it's as gentle as drinking tea in the morning. And this can be an experience where you're making your tea on your stove and even being mindful of each ingredient you're putting into it and then sitting with yourself in stillness. Or it could be getting in nature and grounding your feet. I know that this one's so powerful. You put your feet into the grass and know that it's giving you energy right when you wake up. Another one that we're so passionate about is journaling. Journaling is a huge source of you getting all of that noise and those thoughts outside of you, as well as bringing gratitude and positivity back your way. Little plug here, we do have our form journal, and I'm just so passionate about it because morning routines started with me journaling, and this is where I created the form journal because journaling changed my life. Another one, of course, is meditation. There's apps like Headspace, Calm, Form has them. There's YouTube, really diving into what meditations ranging from 5 all the way to 30 minutes, whatever feels good for you. Another one that I absolutely love, and I actually don't do in this moment in time, is reading a book. And it could be reading only 10 pages or even setting an alarm for 10 minutes. And I wrote even books that have just like a one pager that feels so good to fuel the body right when you wake up. And that's Journey to the Heart, Daily Meditations on the Path to Freeing Your Soul. This one is almost a meditation, but you're reading it, which is really powerful. And then another one that I haven't personally read, but a lot of the girls on our team have read, is called The Pivot Year. And that's something you can really just take one page, already fueling your soul and your subconscious with really yummy thoughts. Another one is listening to affirmations. Oh my gosh, this was so huge for us. We had Roxy come on and just do these beautiful 5-minute powerful words that you repeat to yourself. If you have not done them yet, we have them on Form and they literally are life-changing, especially right when you wake up. So these are just a couple of the different, you know, mindfulness areas that you can start to connect and really get to know yourself.
I personally have the Pivot Year. Shelby on our team recommended it to all of us, and it's a game changer. I've gifted it to like 10 people already. So definitely let us know which mindfulness practices are resonating the most with you. And if you also have any others, we are always here for your inspiration. Number 3, decide if you want to prioritize movement in the morning. And if you do, then plan to move. If you make the plan, it will happen. Whatever this may look like, if you're booking a class, a workout class, if you are like me and you are literally scheduling Form into your Google Calendar, if you make the plan, it will happen. And for me, I know movement is my number one non-negotiable in my morning routine. If I continue with my day without getting my movement in, I am a different human being. There's so much power in movement. It releases so much energy in us. It truly makes us feel like our strongest, best selves. I cannot go a day without moving my body in the morning. Another thing we love to recommend is setting out a really cute workout set the night before. So it's there waiting for you, makes you feel your best, makes you feel so confident. If this is something that you're working on that you're not as comfortable with in figuring out what movement works for you, find an accountability partner too and invite them, whether it's just starting with daily walks or maybe you guys are going to do the same Form workout together or even trying a gym workout, whatever that looks like, definitely invite an accountability partner, someone who motivates you to show up when you plan to and want to. And I think such a beautiful reminder here is that movement is not a punishment. It is such a pleasure and such a gift. And as I said, such a non-negotiable in my personal morning routine. Don't force movement into your morning routine to look a certain way. We're not telling you work out and move your body because you are going to look your best. We are telling you that when you prioritize movement and you get it done in the morning, that is when you are actually going to feel your best. We're not here to tell you to do things to change in a superficial way. We are truly here letting you know that we feel our best when we get movement in and do that first thing in the morning. And I also think that obviously we're talking about morning routine here, but if there are days where you know you have a crazy morning, then just plan it into your afternoon. Or maybe have your movement in your morning as such a non-negotiable that nothing else can take that time. Your morning routine should be something that works with you, not against you. So really, if you decide to put and prioritize movement in the beginning of your day, don't do it in a way that's going to interfere with everything else you have going on. Really find the part of your day that it can live and continue to breathe to help you make you feel your best.
Gosh, just to piggyback on movement, since we talk about it so much on here, and I love how Sammy brings up it's not just about the physical. I'm learning so much, you guys, in my somatic work of just how much we store in our bodies energetically with all of their emotions. And so if you can move your body in the morning, even if it is a walk or a stretch, and you can't, like Sam said, do an entire workout and you have to do that later, our body needs to let go of things. And the way that we do that is by letting it move in different directions. So even if you turn on music and want to dance and like shake things off, like listen to your body. If it's feeling kind of achy or feeling kind of, start to move your body in different ways and know that moving your body is so much bigger of a picture than that physical side that we touch on. Okay, number four goes right with movement, which is nourishing your body. This one can be all around our dream breakfast. What are we fueling our bodies right when we wake up? And I also want to talk to how we are romanticizing and also fueling ourselves through even just our water. If you're someone that's intermittent fasting and you don't eat breakfast and that's not part of your morning routine, like how can you still give your system after being working so hard through the night and releasing toxins and needing to have a reset? Your water is something that can absolutely make it even more magical. And then with your dream breakfast, I know for me, I actually don't love to spend a lot of the time making breakfast in the morning. And this is something I just know about myself. And I've gone through phases. I used to make oatmeal, I think every single day in like the pot. And I look back, like it was such an experience for me and I loved the routine. And now I can't go near oatmeal. So for me, it's a smoothie. It's like after I get my movement in, all I want to do is fuel my muscles after they just work so hard. They're under so much stress. All I want to do is give them that support and love that they're giving me. So finding what breakfast is going to serve you. And then also if you can, maybe thinking and planning for your lunch and your dinner. So for me, I love a crock pot dish. So if I literally put four pieces of chicken in a crock pot, put some mild salsa on top, set it for 8 hours, I come home from work and it's ready for dinner. So any way you can just set yourself up for success in your morning routine to also carry on to the rest of your day.
I love that. I love a good crock pot by the end of the day. Okay, last but not least, number five of a simple way to set up your morning routine, practice gratitude and send love. So before your day takes over and literally the rest of your world is at your doorstep, remember to turn in and really focus on what you're grateful for. So whether you're writing it down in your journal, speaking it out loud to your partner, roommate, or friend, or even if you're just thinking it to yourself, focus on at least three reasons every single day of why you are grateful. And then I think in that same breath and in that same lane, don't forget to send love and communicate your love to your people. I think this is such a strong, contagious, amazing way for the positivity to really come out of your morning routine and create this domino effect for everyone around you. And even I think about Sammy and I's friendship and partnership. We so often will just send each other a voice memo to start our day before we're in our workday. And this is our friendship that is totally remote. We literally live in different states. And we have the amazing opportunity to work together every day. But what's so great is to feel each other's love on that personal level before the rest of our day takes over.
I love that so much. Let's go into our morning routine, Sam. Let's just share the juice of really where our morning routines are at right now. And again, they are truly evolving. They are always changing. But this is where right now we both are just loving our morning routine. And I hope that it provides that inspiration, that excitement. Start to listen to what sounds exciting to you, even with Sammy and I's being different. What parts actually make sense for your environment, for your world, for your schedule? And take that inspiration, but know that this is not the blueprint to actually a successful morning routine. Okay, so I think I'll kick it off over here. First thing is first is I set my alarm the night before, and this actually does change with what time I wake up. I am so big on getting 8 hours of sleep. So say one night I actually have a lot more energy that I want to stay up a little bit longer, I will make sure I get 8 hours of sleep instead of cutting it off and waking up at the same time. Now, I just want to say when I first started a morning routine, I woke up the same exact time every day. I think I would say personally, and Sam, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, and I know I'm ranting, but when I first started out with my morning routine, it was way more disciplined. Like there wasn't as much flow because I feel like I didn't have the discipline yet to play as much. I needed to have it pretty structured. Mm. Now I feel like I'm at a little bit of a different state.
I agree. I mean, I even think that plays so much into the way I eat. Like at first, when I had to change my nutrition, I almost needed to put myself in a more rigid discipline modality just to learn, just to continue to show up. But now that I know myself and I know what I love and I know what I crave, I can kind of go in day in and day out and pick what I want to eat. And I think that goes the same for what time you wake up.
I so agree. And I think it's also remembering that we've been doing a morning routine for quite some time. So if you are just starting out, don't pick 20 different things here. You're going to see ours be a little extreme. Start really slow and gentle from that list that we listed out of ideas and really aiming at these steps of how to create your dream morning routine. Okay, so setting my alarm the night before, I love to write a little quote or something that I'm feeling like I need a reminder of right now when my alarm goes off. So right now, my alarm is 5:55 a.m. and 6 a.m. So I have two, and here's why. So 5:55 a.m., it goes off and it says, "May you have new eyes to see." And this is something that allows my subconscious right away when I wake up to have a whole new experience today. I will have the same thoughts come through. I will have similar patterns come through, and I want to experience day really new and fresh. And so when I see that, it honestly gives me like warm, fuzzy feelings. And I know that I have another alarm going off at 6 a.m. And the reason is that 5 minutes, I roll over to JT and River and I just cuddle them. And it's my time to just like hold them because I love bed cuddles. And so it's just my time to get cozy with them, give some kisses, give some lovin's. Either JT will wake up with me or I'm going to be leaving the bed first. The other important thing that I set the night before is an app blocker. So this is an app you can download and it actually allows you to block all of these certain apps during a period of time. And it makes it hard to get out of them. Let's just say that it's not an easy code. You have to like go into the app and type all these things. So that's been really powerful for me. I also put a glass of water by the side of my bed and it's a very fresh glass of water. And before I go to bed, I also like bless and pray over the water. So I'm like, "May you serve me in the morning and give me all of my electrolytes, everything that my body needs," and just like take that glass of water. So right when I wake up, I drink the glass of water and allow it to flush out everything that doesn't serve me. It really is like this subconscious moment because my patterns in the morning go negative. I have to actually be really strong of leaning into those positive thoughts. And so then after I drink my water, then I will also just have a moment of gratitude and I'll just thank like my family, I'll thank my friends, I'll thank the world and just have this moment of giving grace and gratitude outside of me. Then I will go and open the blinds. This is massive for changing your like mood and also your eyes to be like, okay, it is actually time to rise. This can be hard when it's really dark, but there are like sunset lamps or sunrise lamps that you can use for this purpose. Then I will go right away and brush my teeth. It's something that I like want to do right away to get all the who knows what happened while I was sleeping out. It's a real thing. So I'll brush my teeth and then I will do a little bit of my skincare. I actually do not wash my face in the morning. So I actually just take a warm towel. I wipe my face and I spray the Tower 28 Rescue spray all over me. And then I'll wear eye patches. Then I will put on either my workout set or my sweats. It matters what I'm doing that morning. If I'm just going on a walk, sometimes I'll put on a cute sweat outfit. If I know I'm going to do a workout after my walk, then I will put on my workout set. After I have my cute little outfit on, then I will take my supplements. Then I would love to make some warm lemon water. I have been romanticizing it by making it on the stove with some fresh lemon and some fresh ginger, or Alyssa just got me hooked on these. One of my best friends, she got me hooked on the Element hydration packets because it has salt in it. And I was putting salt in my water anyway, because that's supposed to actually create the minerals and electrolytes that we need. And those are so yummy and so good. So I've been adding those into my water. Then I will take my supplements that need to be taken on an empty stomach, which is seed and then some of my boobies supplements for my tatas that I got done. And then after this is such a pivotal moment where sometimes I will go and meet JT on the couch and have this like time with him and coffee. But I'm going to base it off of what was this morning. This morning, I actually really felt a craving of wanting to be with myself, and it was really important for me to do so. So instead, I went upstairs, I did some meditation, and I turned on my red light therapy. I love like a habit stacking. So I turn on the red light therapy, and I actually do it naked, which the visual that everyone's getting right now. I do it naked because I feel like it helps with any inflammation in the body as well. So I'm like, let's just do this, not clothes. If it's cold, I'll wear pants.
But the tatas are out.
But the tatas are out always. Yeah.
Oh, they love the red light.
With my surgery, they actually recommended red light. So it's something that I prioritize a lot, but I love it for my skin, any inflammation, all of my scars. And during this time is a really big decision for me to choose what mindfulness I want to do. So this morning, I am doing a lot of inner child work. And so I actually turned on a meditation on YouTube. And it is one that I've done before. And it's around 15 minutes. And it's an inner child meditation. And I did that. And after again, this is because I can go into this playful moment of deciding and asking myself what it wants. Before, when I was building my routine, it was more like, okay, you're going to join Headspace and do it for 30 days straight. And that's what I needed in that time to even start meditation. After I do my red light therapy and meditation, then I'll go into a little bit of somatic and breath work. So that's just me, like I mentioned, moving my bodies in different ways it needs to release. Sometimes I'll turn on a song and just like let it go. And it feels so good. And
what then I'll song?
Matters the day.
But, a little Backstreet Boys in the morning.
Well, no, the one that I played last night, I don't have my phone to, it's like, those beautiful things that I got.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
I know exactly what you're talking about because it's like modern day, like folk screamo. I'm obsessed.
Yes. No, it's like, I feel like I'm moving some like anger out of me. And I literally have been listening to that and like headbanging. And I probably look psychotic in my room. But afterwards, I'm on top of the flipping world.
Like, yes. I was driving the other day and that song came on. I'm like, what just came over me? It is. It's powerful.
It's so flipping powerful. So yeah, then I'll let it go. And then I'll usually either read a page from a book that I'm reading or read a page from the books that we mentioned just to get my mind and headspace lovely. Then I'll do a little bit of journaling. So I love the form journal where, again, it's super simple. It takes me 5 flipping minutes. It goes to gratitude. It has where I can text someone that I love. It has reaching or like your nutrition goals, your workout goals. So it allows me to kind of have this reflection moment and also connection with people I love in those 5 minutes. Then I will get into my movement. So this will be usually a form workout and it's usually 30 minutes as well. Today we're in our 6-week Pilates and strength program. And I actually did the upper body today and it felt so good. 30 minutes, like boom, done with Ribby. Then I'll go into my nutrition. So after I work out, like I said, I'm like ready to fuel my soul. And so a smoothie is my number one way to do that. The protein powders I'm loving right now is Ritual and Orgain. Those are the two that do not, and Orgain just came out with a vegan one. So make sure you get that one, but really clean ingredients, doesn't hurt my belly, but I get to put so much yumminess in there. I get to put some fruits, some greens, some electrolytes. Like I'm filling this smoothie up so that I'm so full and satisfied. And like now I don't need to eat for a little bit while longer. Then I will either, if I was really sweaty, take a shower or give a nice, like, you know, armpit shower real quick and wash the face.
We're all so guilty of the armpit shower.
I mean, come on. Not always can we take a full on shower.
No. And I feel like boys don't understand that girls are like this because my husband and all of his friends like talk about us girls and they're like, bro, like, did your girl shower this week? Like, I swear they have their own language about it because they all shower three times a day. And I'm like, you have to force me to get in there. And
like, oh, JT judges me hard. Like, he's like, I cannot believe you're still wearing your workout clothes and it's 2 p.m. Did you shower? And I'm like, no, I didn't. And I don't care. And go
but
away.
But we like reapply deodorant and do the little armpit shower. So leave us alone.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, shower here and there, but wash my face. And then this is when I start to get ready. So I'll either, while I'm getting ready, listen to a podcast, listen to audiobook, listen to affirmations, or even call my mom. It's like, what am I feeling that morning that feels most productive, as well as how much time do I have? Sometimes I have 5 minutes to literally get it together. And then after I do that, I'll make a nice big cup of coffee and open that phone that has not been open.
Wow. Yes. Wow. How long does that typically take you, like in, like this morning, for example?
Gosh, I would say about, with the workout included, an hour and 15.
I love that. A full hour and 15 that you are just doing you.
Yes. And like, think about it, I woke up at 6 this morning. So that got me done around 7:38. Like, that's pretty powerful to do before. And that's the thing you kind of have to ask yourself. Some days, like, I don't have that long of a time, so I pick out what things are actually most important. But if these things are important to you and you will see them change your life, that you will get your booty up because you're like, I know how much this affected my day that I'm going to wake up 30 minutes earlier.
Yes. Oh, I love all of that. It's so inspiring and honestly just great to hear where you're coming from. And I'm about to dive into mine. And I think you're just going to hear how different Sammy and I truly are, but in the best way. And also the beautiful reminder to you to, as we always say, take the inspiration that you want and also lean in on what feels best for you. Okay, here's my morning routine. Y'all are going to really get to know me here. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I set my alarm for 7 a.m. I have a Hatch. I have the Hatch because I love the noise that it plays throughout the night. I've got this really nice like white noise, ocean breeze vibe going on, super relaxing. I'm obsessed with it. When that thing goes off at 7 a.m., I literally am that girl that has to say out loud what I said earlier in this episode, do not hit snooze. And I look at Andrew, my husband and accountability partner, I go, don't hit snooze. We both need to get our tushies up and we say good morning and we do not press snooze. We say we're going to wake up at 7 a.m. and we do. And I agree with Sam in that there definitely are nights where we're going to bed and maybe we had a dinner or something that kept us out later and our next day affords us a little bit more time to sleep in. Sleep is so precious to me that I absolutely will change the time I'm waking up depending on what I have going on. So once we are up, while we're still in bed, I do grab my phone, but I don't look at anything. I just immediately open the Form app. And I know we mentioned Roxy and her affirmations before, but y'all, these have changed my life. I say that in the greatest, strongest sense. They are not woo in the slightest bit. Like, for anyone who wants to start meditating, I feel you. I've been so intimidated by it for arguably all of my life. And it wasn't until we introduced these 5-minute morning affirmations into Form that I've actually had something to turn to in my morning routine for mindfulness. So I go into the Form app, I'll pick one of the few that we have. And what's really beautiful is, as Sammy said, that first 20 minutes of your day is when your brain is the most impressionable. When I'm opening up this affirmation, I can't even think straight, let alone have a sentence come out of my mouth that's going to make any sense. So for the first thing I do, just listen and absorb and feel my best. I actually say them out loud alongside Andrew because he really loves them too. Again, they're 5 minutes long. It is a game changer in starting my day. I also love that we have different categories. So if I know I have a big work day, we have the career focus affirmation. If I know I'm stepping into something that might make me a little nervous, we have our self-love affirmation. There are so many different types for truly whatever you need in that day. And then I check in and just get that quality time with Andrew and our dog Bagel. As Sammy said, we love the cuddles. I love just being able to be in our own world before the rest of the world enters our little bubble. So Bagel's really big on actually coming up on my side of the bed every morning. It's really special. Like, I think she actually turns more to Andrew in the evening, but she loves me in the morning. So I get all of my girls' love. She gives me all the kisses. And then is when we will get up. We open all of our curtains and all of our doors. This is actually something we learned in traveling when we were in Italy. They call it changing the air in Italian, but we truly, no matter what the weather is, will fully open up all doors, all windows in our bedroom. And I really love just hearing the birds, feeling the breeze, allowing the outdoors indoors. It is a game changer to change the air first thing in the morning. And that is when I will go to the bathroom and start freshening up. Hopefully I'll get lucky on the potty. And then we'll move on to my skincare routine. This is another place that I think we are all so different. But y'all, like if I was like Sammy and didn't wash my face in the morning, I would look like a wreck. I literally wake up and I look in the mirror. I'm like, I went to war last night. Like I am crusty in the deepest sense of that gross word. I have to wash my face literally twice every morning, but you know what I do? Everyone's out here like jumping into a cold plunge. I can't do that. Maybe one day. I am a self-proclaimed wellness girly, but I just can't put my whole body in cold water. So I wash my face with super cold water, like cold ass frozen water every day, first thing, twice. I am fresh, so clean. It's amazing. I'll give you guys my products too. So I use Osea's Ocean Cleanser. I really love it. And then I'll actually start what is kind of this like facial lymphatic drainage massage. And I learned this from our friend Gracie Norton. If you guys follow her, she taught me how to do this to myself. And I actually see the differences and I feel amazing with it. And then I'll put on my vitamin C from SkinCeuticals. I also have like a color correcting serum that I use from all, you know, my sun damage. Literally lived in Florida, California, and now Texas, so my skin shows it. And then I end with my moisturizer. I'm using one from Skin Better right now, which I really love, but I also love Tatcha's moisturizer. Okay, now that you have literally my entire skincare routine, then we move on to my oral care and my teeth. Y'all are gonna crack up. I literally just learned from literally Sammy's YouTube video that when you brush your teeth, you're not supposed to like be using a sword in your mouth. Like I used to go so hard, like get all this plaque off my teeth. And I'm listening to Sammy's vlog and I'm like, oh my God, you're supposed to be soft. Like Sam, can you tell everyone?
Yeah, I mean, I am no like oral specialist here, but I actually learned this from another influencer. And she posted about oral care and I was fascinated. And the number one thing she said is we're brushing our teeth wrong. She said, first, you're supposed to gently brush. Like she literally was like gently go in circles at an angle on your teeth. Like it is so gentle how she was doing it. And I was like, oh my gosh, same. I am digging into my teeth and like they're
literally
bleeding,
digging a hole. Yeah.
Digging a hole. I don't know if you've seen Love is Blind, but the way that what's his face brushes his
Jimmy.
Teeth. Jimmy brushes. I want to DM him and say, Jimmy, put down the brush. Your teeth are going to fall off. It like makes me cringe so hard. But yes, he is brushing them way too hard. But that's how I used to brush too. So you're supposed to do a gentle brush. And actually to just pop off on the oral care, your gums are like actually the area that really need the most care at the end of the day. Like the teeth, I feel like it's, and I, Shelby's listening to this right now and her boyfriend's literally a dentist. I don't want to say too much, but pretty much what I have learned is that actually your gums need that care. So there's like this oral mouthwash that we use for your gums, which is so great. And then flossing is really important. Actually, that's how the cavities come through. So like the brushing the teeth is like so much for us, like yeah. Feeling good and fresh, but really there's so many other steps the oral care is really important. And I'm glad
oh
I helped
God.
There.
I love you for it. I truly used to take that toothbrush and like it's like I was trying to win a medal going to the Olympics. How hard can I brush my teeth?
Jimmy,
call me Jimmy. So yeah, now I'm a gentle toothbrush girly. And it's so funny you mentioned floss, like just to be so real here. Every time I used to go to the dentist, they would ask me like, do you floss? And you know, I'm not a liar. And I'm like, I could do better at it. And it wasn't until I moved to Austin. I got a new dentist. It's called Tooth Bar for anyone in Austin. And I always joke with Andrew, it's my favorite bar in Austin, Tooth Bar. I'm obsessed with this place. They literally give you these like special goggles you wear and headphones. So you just watch Netflix while they like grind your teeth away. It's amazing.
Yes.
And they gave me this floss. It's called Coco something. And y'all, it is my new obsession. Like, I went from, okay, gross, but like never, ever, ever flossing unless I like had something stuck,
yep,
to it literally being my favorite part of my oral care in the morning. So definitely recommend. It's called Coco something. Sam, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I'm just laughing because I feel like everyone can understand the type of person you are by you don't lie to the dentist. Like, I love that so much. I have lied for years to the dentist with my braces, with everything. Like, have you done this? Absolutely, doc. Like, I've not done it. And I just love that you never lied. That was amazing. But yes, I have heard of that floss. I've never tried it though. And I use the one that like has the handle, which I feel like is hard to kind of get in, but yeah.
Yeah. Find the floss for you, girl. That's our hot take. So once my face is clean, my teeth are clean, my mouth is clean, that is when I will get into my handy dandy activewear drawer. I put on activewear every day, no matter what I have planned. For me, I want to wear something that I can move in throughout the entirety of my day. I'm sure we can all relate to that feeling. If you're putting on jeans first thing in the morning, like no matter what you have going on, you're not going to get in your steps that day. So I put on my activewear no matter what. I love a cute matching set. We actually have a new Forma collection coming out soon, and y'all are going to freak the F out. I'm so excited to live in it. But yes, I wear a matching set every day. It makes me feel my best. If you follow me on Instagram, you see I love to do my good morning selfie in my matching set. It's just truly me sharing, like, I'm here to win. Like, that's how I feel when I get that matching set on. Then I'll go downstairs and stop at what I call our hydration station / the Spalter coffee shop, which Andrew is the barista of. I literally do not know how to make a cup of coffee. Fully getting so real here. But I actually start my day with water before coffee and highly recommend the same. So I take my big old emotional support Stanley water bottle, put in a full thing of water, and then I'll add in my Armra colostrum, which is for immunity. So I've been taking Armra every day for probably like over a year now, and I don't get sick, knock on freaking wood, but truly my immune system is popping off. It also adds like a lot of really great energy to my day. And I'll also put in my electrolytes. I love Element, which Sammy mentioned. I also really love the Ultima lemon flavor. And then I'll take my seed. I also take my Ritual multivitamin. And I just started taking Nutrafol for my hair. With my weight loss, I have also experienced hair loss. So trying to become a hair girly, trying Nutrafol, loving it so far. And then I turn to Andrew and get my coffee. So I usually do 2 shots espresso with frothed raw whole milk that I get from our local, it's not even a farmer. We have a place in Austin called Local Pastures, and they source from a few local farms. It's amazing. We get a lot of our produce there, specifically the raw whole milk I love. And then I'll feed Bagel. She knows it's her time to shine. She sits, she gives me paw. I give her the food. It's so cute. And then we'll go outside. And again, if y'all follow me on Instagram, you've seen our trees. It is so important to me that I get outside and just take in what is the beautiful live oak trees that surround our house. It's actually why we bought our house. We have tons of hundreds and hundreds years old oak trees surrounding our house. We call our house the tree house because it truly is such a tree house. I love all the birds, the sounds, the squirrels. I mean, truly, it is just my favorite thing to sit there, take in the fresh air, get in the nature and the sunshine, and just be in awe of what is our backyard. At this point, I will go back upstairs and get my movement in. So most days, y'all will see I do Form in my area. I have, and highly recommend if you can do this at home too, I have my space that is permanently set up for me to work out and for me to do my Form. So I think a lot of times, you know, I've lived in places where I had to roll out the mat. But what I realized is when I actually kept it there and I did it every day, I was using it more than other things that I had permanently set up. So take that into consideration no matter where in the world you are and what your situation looks like at home. Try to have a permanent place that just reminds you to get in your movement. So I do my Form. A lot of y'all always ask me which schedule I follow. It is a Pilates and Strength schedule, but I'm an intuitive eater. I'm also an intuitive mover. I'll check in with myself and really feel what I'm doing. Currently right now, I'm also in our 6-week program, which is amazing. But I really love how when I do my movement, which y'all know is my non-negotiable in the morning, it makes me feel so strong in everything else I do that day. There's something really powerful to lifting heavy things and doing hard things to start your day to give you the utmost confidence you need to move through the rest of your day.
That is, sorry, real quick. That is such a real thing. I had this thought the other day of like, if you start your day with doing something hard at the top of the day, it is the most encouraging thing that you can do hard things and you can take on the rest of the day. And by doing movement that feels a little bit hard or challenging in the best way, oh my gosh, it is going to allow you to be like, wow, I can really do hard things.
Yes. Oh, I totally agree. And I love it. I think it's so important. And I'm just so grateful that I have set up my day-to-day schedule and my morning routine so that the movement is such a non-negotiable. It is such a priority. All of my family knows it. My friends know it. My team knows it. And we honor it. The last couple steps of my morning routine, I know we mentioned gratitude. That is something that my mom taught me really, really early on in my life. Write down three things I'm grateful for every day. I just do it in my notes. And I actually love putting the date with it so that I can look back and see what I was grateful for at what point. And when doing this, I really urge you to get super specific with it. So rather than me saying, today I'm grateful for the sunshine, for water and for whatever the heck, I get really, really specific. So today, like I was very much so grateful to be hopping on to record Transform to talk about my morning routine, like getting so nitty gritty with it. Something else that I do in this gratitude aspect that I think is just hilarious, but not only am I putting what I'm grateful for in my life, I'm also sharing with Andrew what I'm grateful for from him and asking the same back from him. So I'll straight up just be like, Andrew, what are three things you're grateful for from me today? And I really love this as just like a moment to not only practice self-love, but also feel his love in exactly the way that he wants to communicate it, again, super specifically in that day. So definitely recommend that in your partnership too, which I really love. And then my last step, so I do practice intermittent fasting. It works wonders for me, but I do have my coffee and then I'll break my fast later in the day. Also with a shake or a smoothie, I love the Owen protein shakes. They have 32 grams of protein. They're amazing. And then I'll figure out what I want to have for lunch and have that all set for me for later in the day.
Woo! We did it.
Wow. Did y'all get all of that?
I know. In the best way. I'm like, I actually love hearing yours too. I can hear people's morning routines like all day. I find it so fascinating and amazing. So you guys, now that we have shared the yumminess of our morning routines, I hope that we have inspired you at all. And I imagine if you clicked on this episode that you are curious about a morning routine or changing yours up or why morning routines are what they are and why people talk about them. And I truly can say this with full confidence that my morning routine changed my life when I first started it. And it was the thing that got me to getting closer to myself, to understanding me, to building my relationships, honestly affecting my entire life. And that was just putting this time aside for these habits to come through and really change the game. So we are so excited for you guys to dive into your morning routine, and we would love to put out a little challenge for you guys. That way we can be each other's accountability partners, that we can see each other doing our morning routines. And so if you are feeling inspired, you want that accountability, you want Sammy and I to dive in with you, we would love if you shared on your socials, on stories, tagging us that you are committing to your morning routine. If it's 30 days, if it's 2 weeks, whatever you choose, we are so excited to support you in this journey of you choosing you through your morning routine. We also do have an incredible amount of WhatsApp groups that are your accountability partner. We have our program going on right now, our Pilates and Strength 6-week program schedule. And you guys, we just created a WhatsApp group for that. And the comments in there are powerful. It is girls supporting girls. It is women talking about how they showed up today, getting their motivation, any questions they have, sending in photos. You can be as loud or as quiet as you want in there, but being able to feel supported in these new habits or continuous habits you are choosing, we want to be that for you. So these accountability groups are really, really, really powerful.
Yes, they are. We're both personally in them too, which is so fun for us to also hold ourselves accountable. But the Form community is everything. The Transform community is everything. We are so grateful for you tuning in today and cannot wait to see your morning routine. Love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you so much for being here. You listening to this episode is you saying yes to living the dream life you absolutely deserve. We release new Transform episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.
Also, we would love to hear from you, so leave us a review. And if you include your Instagram handle, we might even reach out and gift you a complimentary Form membership. You can also follow us on Instagram at Transform and then at Sammy Spalter and at Sammy Clark. We love you.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.